In the early 1800s, a young South African woman embarks on what she thinks is a marriage and a five-year journey to introduce African people to Europeans. Instead, she is exhibited, often naked and caged, in cities throughout Europe as a sideshow oddity. Her name is Sarah Bartman, but she is called the Hottentot Venus. Day to Day's literary editor, Karen Grigsby Bates, spoke with Barbara Chase Rabu. She's the author of a new book about Sarah Bartman, and they talked about what's known about this woman.
A great deal is known about Sarah Bartman because I like to say that she is the Rosetta Stone of scientific racism. She appeared in Europe at a time when scientists and evolutionary people were actually inventing race. The idea that race exists and the idea that there's a hierarchy of inferior people and superior people.
What made you decide to write about her?
Well, I had known about Sarah Bartman for a long time. There was an amateur French historian. He sent me a whole box of documents and so on Sarah Bartman because she was very famous at the beginning of the 19th century. And there was a lot of anthropological writings on her. There's a lot of scientific or pseudo-scientific writings on her. So that I had all this material and I just put it away. And when the French decided to restituate her remains to South Africa, I thought I had a novel. I had the end of the story.
It was interesting to note throughout your book how avidly interested Europeans were in coming to see her. What was behind that curiosity?
Well, I think racism was behind it. In the beginning of the 19th century, all these sciences, quote-unquote, were being invented really day by day, and people had an enormous curiosity about the other because, of course, Europe was expanding into Africa and New Zealand and Australia and discovering, quote-unquote, other people, first people, native people. And there were two reasons. One was simply fascination with these people that were so different from them, and the other was to lay a foundation for colonialism and slavery.
Why did she not run away? At some point she was in England, where technically she was a free black woman. What kept her metaphorically chained to her keepers?
What kept her? Lack of identity, lack of courage, ignorance, fear, loyalty, love.
She said she made a promise. What was her promise?
Her promise was that she would go to London and live out this contract, which was a contract for 5 years. And if you remember in the book, she considers this a marriage contract, the same kind of marriage contract that existed in Khao culture, that once you make this promise, it is sacred and you don't break it.
Sarah Bartman's remains eventually were returned to her homeland. How hard was it to get her there?
Well, it took from the time Nelson Mandela was released from prison and he asked the French to return Sarah Bartman up till August of 2002.
While she lived, Sarah Bartman inspired this whole industry, you know, soap, chocolate, gloves, all
exactly,
these things.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm.
After her death, she seems to have inspired a different kind of industry, an intellectual industry, you know, poems, plays, fiction. Mm-hmm. Why does her life and her story continue to resonate, especially for black artists and intellectuals, and especially for the women among them?
I think it's obvious because there's this kind of morbid curiosity which has a lot to do with sexuality, with black sex, with the shape of African women and so on. And certainly Sarah Bartman had this fascination. And I think that is basically why she resonates, is because what she stood for and what she represented still resonates. It resonates in texts we use. It resonates in publicity we see, in photographs, in all kinds of ways. so that bringing her story to the forefront means that we can start to weed out in our own consciousness all the kind of insidious ideas that she inspired.
Barbara Chase Rebou is a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet and the author of 4 historical novels. Her latest is Hottentot Venus. She spoke to us from our Washington studio. Madam Chase Rebou, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.